The Sunday Grill on Beat.
Now, we've been all digging out the summer clothes this week with the warm spell, and summer is always a busy time for events and weddings and concerts. So joining me to chat all things clothes and summer style is Kilkenny-based content creator Niamh de Bruin Reid. Welcome back to The Sunday Grill, Niamh.
Thank you for inviting me back on.
We had to invite you back after last time. Some brilliant tips then. Since I spoke to you last, you've become a mam of two and you welcomed the gorgeous Sean Oak, who you said is sleeping as we speak. How has that been?
It's been busy, but it has definitely been easier. Going from zero to one was much harder. And how, I don't know. But going from one to two, I found it much easier.
Right. Well, I suppose you've kind of done the initial feeding and getting used to sleep and all that already.
Yeah, for sure. I think your body also, I'm actually reading a really good book at the moment called The Body Keeps the Score, and kind of the principle behind it, or the ideas behind it, is that, you know, your body remembers. So it's not as hard kind of mentally or emotionally on you. So I think that's it. I've done it before. And as well, it helps that he's a much better sleeper than little Harper was.
Oh, so far, so good. How have you been surviving the warm weather when it comes to dressing? What are your go-to outfits for the heat and the summer weather?
Firstly, I don't think any of us were ready for the heat that we had in the last week. Like, we just don't do 30 degrees here in Ireland. So I definitely was caught off guard with it.
I know, same here.
My go-to kind of in this heat has just been something really simple. A pair of linen shorts, a clean round collar white t-shirt, a pair of sandals, and then I'll maybe bring a bomber style jacket with me if, you know, the evening time, if I'm still out and about and, you know, I know it's going to cool down a bit. I think then to elevate the outfit a small bit, you know, adding a few accessories, good pair of sunglasses, and you're ready to go.
And I have to say, I've seen so much linen this year. I got a linen top myself, linen dresses. It's a lovely fabric, especially for weather like this.
You know what? It's designed and it's meant to be worn for weather like this.
So can we talk through your outfit at the VIP Style Awards? Oh my God, you were amazing. It was sort of a full length black dress. Was there a bit of a cutout in the middle? Where did you get that? And how were the Style Awards?
So firstly, I'll start with the dress. It was a custom gown made by SWL Design. Sachin is based in Virginia, County Cavan, and he's an incredible Irish designer. So he made the dress for me. I kind of put the creative vision for it together. I knew I wanted to go with something a bit different. I went full white dress last year. It was very, you know, kind of like, maybe angelic's not the word I'm looking for, but, you know, along those lines. So this year I wanted to do something in stark contrast. So I went kind of gothy, romantic. So it was a long, dramatic black dress. It was moody. It was something different to what I would normally wear. And then I paired it with some jewellery from Fear Jewellery, which is a brand that obviously means a lot to me. I have my own collaboration with them. And I popped into the Butter Slip here in Kilkenny and grabbed some jewellery the morning of it because I had forgotten to do it the week before.
And I'd say when it comes to a dress like that, as you said there, it's so dramatic. It's a real gothic look. Probably simple is best.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, I knew I didn't need any big statement earrings. I wanted the dress and the hair and the makeup to do the talking for it, which I think it did. As I said, Sachin is incredible. And back to your question on how was the night, it was a fabulous evening. It's always such a special night. You know, it's the one time of the year in Ireland. We don't have, you know, a lot of big fashion nights like that just yet. I know Fashion Week is up and coming, and there's a lot of work going into that behind the scenes. So for us, I feel like in Ireland, it's like the Met Gala of Ireland, but it's always a really special night. It's nice to catch up with people. It's great to interact with other creatives in the industry, and, you know, you get a nice dinner. It's a nice evening. Now, I was in bed by 11:45, I think, as I had to be up early to be back down the road to Kilkenny to the lads. But it was a lovely evening.
But sure, do you know what? 11:45 is the average nowadays. Even, say, my younger siblings, I tell you, they're home from their nights out at 11:45 and are out early in the afternoon. I think that's the norm anyway now these days, it seems.
I think as well in spring, summer, you know, when the weather's a bit nicer, we've been, you know, we go through the dark winters and the rain and the wet, so that when we get weather like this, you know, we make the most of it. We head out early, home early, like, you can't beat it.
Now, wedding season is underway and summer races are coming up. I know there'll be lots of events happening this year. When it comes to some occasion wear looks you think are new for this summer, tell me about some of the colours and styles you think will be big.
Yeah, so look, wedding season, racing season is always really, really exciting. The biggest shift I'm seeing is a real move away from the muted, quiet luxury neutrals into more proper, joyful colour. We're talking about that buttery yellow, those emerald greens. There's this gorgeous icy pink that's everywhere right now. For weddings, scarf detail dresses are huge, where the scarf is built into the neckline and drapes over the shoulders. So the dress is doing all the accessorising for you. Florals are still around, but they've gone more romantic and vintage, and oversized polka dots is an unexpected color combination.
I love a polka
Blue.
dot. I love a polka dot. I'm so happy.
I just think it's so timeless. I do love a polka dot myself. We had a wedding last summer, I think, and I wore polka dot shoes and a polka dot dress. I just think, you know, and it's one that I've kept in my wardrobe there because I know I'll get another wear out of it.
Could I ask you, in terms of menswear, I don't know if you buy any
Yeah.
of TJ's bits, but I don't really know a whole lot about menswear, but have you seen anything new or different, or has do you think that there's been any shifts of recent when it comes to menswear?
Do you know what? I've been actually loving how much colour is creeping into menswear this year. We're seeing forest greens, warm oranges, again, the buttery yellows, proper colour, not just navy, grey, and those muted tones. Up at the Style Awards, Darren Kennedy and James Kavanagh, who's actually living in Kilkenny now with his partner William, they had like a kind of a knee-length short on with their blazer. So it was like a summer style blazer, which is we're starting to see a lot more of now. And I think we will see more of that, which was really nice as well. The polo shirt is back too. There's a really preppy, slightly retro feel to menswear at the moment that I think suits a lot of Irish men as well. And you know, I do think more men are investing in proper tailored shorts for summer.
I would say those pastels, like they would maybe suit the pale-skinned, fair Irish woman. Again, there's a lot of very fair Irish men. Those pastel colours probably would work well with a lot of Irish men.
Yeah, and as well, I think, you know, coming back to the polo shirt as well, it's just, I think, a staple in Irish men's wardrobes. So they'll be glad to hear that that's making a comeback.
In terms of what you think people should invest in this summer, are there any staples you think you have to have for the summer wardrobe?
With fashion, like, I think sometimes there's a pressure on, you know, like, what do you need to have? I would first and foremost say, go look in your wardrobe and see what you have. I'm guilty of this myself, of, you know, heading into town buying another white t-shirt when I have a perfectly good one at home that I just hadn't seen in the wardrobe or whatever. So firstly, go into your wardrobe and see what you have. You can never go wrong with a few clean, crisp white t-shirts, you know, linen blazers. I have a really lovely oat coloured one from Penneys. You know, they don't even have to be expensive. You know, when I bought that 3 years ago and I pull it out every spring, summer, it's just one of those things that, you know, I don't wear it loads, so it doesn't, you know, the quality of it doesn't wear
Deplete.
down as, yeah, as much as maybe other things you wear more regularly. Linen shorts, denim shorts, and a good pair of leather sandals, I would say now. When I say leather sandals, they don't have to cost you hundreds. You could go onto Vinted and buy a pair of new, unused, like newer tags, leather sandals for a really reasonable price. But if again, you don't want to go on Vinted and you want to head into like your local stores, you know, you'd get a really nice pair of leather sandals for, you know, a reasonable price.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's so many great shoe shops in the southeast, family run great shoe shops. Are the Birkenstocks still going this year? Because they've been huge, obviously, the past few years. I'm certainly wearing my own one still. But are there any
Yeah.
other kind of styles of sandals that you've seen crop up?
I bought a pair of UGG sandals last year or the year before, and again, I've pulled them out again for this summer. Like, I do like trends, but only when they suit my own style. I don't know if these UGG sandals are trendy, but I know when I wear them, people often ask, you know, where are they from? I like them, they're comfortable, they're good quality, and you know, I'm getting wear out of them year on year.
Okay, can we move on to the festival fun, right? So
Yes.
I have a theory that festivals are going to change drastically this year. Zara Larsson, the woman herself, she's brought a splash of colour, girliness, Barbie, dreams,
Yeah.
dolphins. Do you think? And even from walking around all together now last year, it was very much classic, dark colours, grungy jersey kind of amongst
Yeah.
men and women. Do you think that Zara is
Yeah.
going to bring the colour back to festivals this year?
I hope so. You know what? It's a bit of fun. Going to a festival is an opportunity to, you know, elevate something that still feels like you, but just turned up a little. You know, it's almost that kind of Y2K coded color. With Zara Larsson, who's, you know, driving so hard with her Midnight Sun tour. You know, there is definitely a pivot to the brighter, more joyful colours like, you know, bubblegum pink, lime green, icy blue, sequins, body chains, miniskirts. Now, for me, it wouldn't be my style, or, you know, it wouldn't be me to wear all of that at once. But, you know, if you are looking to maybe do something a bit different, try something a bit different, you could do it really slowly by, you know, leaning into one statement piece. So like getting a sequined skirt or a metallic top. And keeping the rest grounded, you know, instead of doing both of them.
I'm a complete maximalist, Niamh. I'll be probably covering myself in sequins, pink, sparkle, the whole shebang now this year. I'm a real girly girl. I am absolutely obsessed with the Zara Larsson look. And definitely at Coachella, amongst the Irish and UK influencers, at least, that went to Coachella, I think you could definitely see that influence this year.
You know what? I'm all for wearing whatever makes you feel your best. And if that is wearing everything at once, you go for it, girl.
Brilliant.
It is. Yeah, look, it is fun to see that kind of, you know, sparkles, metallic body chains, bright colours. It's fun.
It is fun. It is fun. It's given maybe 2014 Coachella vibes again, I think, too. Niamh, if anyone wants to see your fashion and your lifestyle content, where can they go and follow you?
Instagram is where I am most active. My username is at Niamh De Bruyn. That's D-E-B-R-U-N. That's probably where it's best to find me, or else on LinkedIn.
Brilliant. Niamh, thank you so much for talking to us and giving us some fantastic tips on this week's Sunday Grill. Enjoy the rest of the bank holiday weekend.
Thank you, Aoife.